And with that, welcome you to a surprise, I guess, showing of Brainsteel Wrestling. What's going on, everybody? Good evening. My name is Hammy, and joining me in studio is one and only Mr. Michael Falcone. What's going on, Mike?
Let's go. Wow, I got my full name said.
Holy yeah, I feel like being a little bit of a professional tonight for once.
Yeah, all right. I don't mind that, you know. I don't mind that at all. It's like when, although it feels like when Goldust dropped the Goldust thing and was like the artist formerly known as Goldust.
Or Black Rain in TNA.
Yeah, I'm the artist formerly known as Punchy.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a live... The good thing about what I thought was a good thing, let's get a little bit of business talk out of the way there as far as the show goes. When we came back and we started doing this whole Brainstew thing again, Mike and I thought that we could pretty much do it whenever we want to, at least once a week, because our schedules are hectic, to say the least.
Yeah.
But we quickly realized, by quickly I mean like over the course of a month.
A month of not doing shows,
that this going live whenever we want thing is not working at all whatsoever. So, with that being said, we are going to be doing Brainstew Wrestling every other Monday night around 9-ish or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, around 9-ish. We're still going to pick a day for Brainstew. We think we might have one set. We'll announce that when we decide.
Well, should we say what the working day is?
Or? Not yet, because
nah. But rest assured, we will be live every week from now on. It's just follow us at Brainstew Radio on Twitter. You'll see the announcement and follow along with us and follow us on our personal accounts at Brainstew Hammy and at Hipster Punchy on Twitter. We're not really that much. We're not really that big of tweeters anymore. But
I know I kind of want to go back to it, but
The thing with Facebook is if you say anything that Facebook personally deems inappropriate, you're banned. So with Twitter, it's a little more lenient, a little more liberal as far as language, what you can put on Twitter. But rest assured, we will be live every single week with Brainstew Radio coming up. We're trying to work out a day, but we will be live every week. But in the meantime, wrestling, I mean, there's so much to talk about now with what's going on.
Because literally, we haven't done a show in over a month, too.
And in a month, we pretty much saw the entire TNA roster go bye-bye.
Yep.
Every big name in TNA is gone.
And they're pretty much all in Global Force Wrestling now.
Which is Jeff Jarrett's new promotion. And by the way, on camera, the reason why Mike is not in center is because if I turn it over, I'll pretty much be broadcasting Monday Night Raw and, you know, copyright reasons, I can't really do that. But we will have live coverage of Monday Night Raw around. We're going to try to be live every other Monday night during Monday Night Raw. So whenever something big happens on Raw, we'll be the first to give our reactions to you guys. So that's what's going on. And if you're following us on Monday Night Raw right now, Sasha Banks and Paige are having what looks to be a fantastic match right now.
Yeah, that just ended because Sasha Banks beat Paige by submission.
Oh, it did? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm focusing on getting the camera angle right. And we have on Monday Night Raw also, we have United States Championship between John Cena and Seth Rollins. So the theme of tonight's Raw is supposed to be the first for everything, because at the top of the show, they announced that SummerSlam, for the first time ever, will be a...
Four-hour
event. That's WrestleMania
oh,
length.
Oh, yeah, that Renee Young.
So, SummerSlam, WWE is absolutely definitively saying now, SummerSlam, aside from WrestleMania, is our biggest show of the year. No questions asked. And it's the first time in New York in God only knows how many years. Yeah. I think it's the first time ever in New York.
They kind of flip-flopped it. Like, this year was in New York, and then this year's WrestleMania was in California.
So, SummerSlam... second biggest show of the year for WWE, going to be 4 hours in New York, and the main event was set at Battleground. We were intrigued by the rumors, but the Undertaker is going to get his WrestleMania 30 rematch against Brock Lesnar, main event of SummerSlam, in what can only be described as probably the best setup WWE has done in very recent years.
Everyone thought that Rollins was losing the title to Lesnar too.
I believed it. Like, Mike and I don't read the dirt sheets unless it's like really okay. We read it, but we kind of don't believe it until we see it. unless it's like from a official source. We don't like reporting what goes on dirt sheets, because a lot of times it's just rumor.
Unless it's something that I can complain about, like they're not pushing Cesaro for a long time. Or,
yeah, in case you guys haven't realized, Mike here is a huge Cesaro mark.
Yeah. All right, relax, Taker mark.
I am a self-confessed Taker mark, and I got to tell you, that return of The Undertaker, perfect. I did not expect it coming. But I did sort of maybe have an idea that something was going to happen, because the Monday Night Raw before Battleground, they made fun of the fact that Kane was Taker's little brother. Yeah. Yeah, we took your brother's undefeated streak, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, okay, Taker might be coming back, but I'm not 100% sure yet. So The Undertaker returns at Battleground at an average at best pay-per-view, let's be honest here. Yeah. Average at best pay-per-view, but with an ending that...
I wouldn't say... I mean, there was a lot of shit that went bad in that pay-per-view.
Like what?
Like, why have Cena beat Owens?
We can discuss that in a little bit, but in the meantime, SummerSlam, I think there's only one confirmed match so far. Taker, Lesnar, for the...
Cena, Rollins.
If you've been watching WWE for the past 10 years or so, Taker versus Lesnar... It's been done before, but you've never, ever seen Taker go over on Lesnar clean. Yeah. It's never happened, because apparently behind the scenes, Taker handpicked Lesnar to be the one that beats him. And this is just going on right now on the commercial. The Terminator.
Isn't going to be going to be in 2K16. So we're going to have Brock
Lesnar. The Terminator. We're jumping all over the place tonight, guys. The commercial for the Terminator as a playable character in WWE 2016.
It's basically when the Terminator and T2 walks into the biker bar naked to get clothing, and the biker that he takes the clothing from is played by Ambrose in this one.
It's very well done, but a lot of nerds are raging on Twitter about Terminator being a playable character. What are your thoughts on this?
You know what? Fuck them. Here's why I say fuck them. Because all these idiots will go to the create a wrestler thing and make fictional characters for it, and or download them from the creation community. So eat a dick, guys. Seriously, find better things to complain about. So what? The Terminator is a playable character in the WWE game. If you're not going to play as him, if you're not going to pre-order it, it's not really going to affect you. So shut your face, you whiny internet fucks. And I'm not even troll the IWC guy.
Yeah, that's my role. My role is to troll the IWC guy. That's my role. And Mike's pretty much doing my character, anti-IWC. But I think we can all definitively agree.
My bit's going to be anti-IWC guy.
There you go. That's a good way. But the Terminator playable character in WWE 2016, I honestly have not got a WWE game.
I've gotten them the last couple years. I mean, like, the last one was all right.
I haven't played it. I haven't played a WWE game since the original SmackDown versus Raw came out. SmackDown versus Raw 2010, I think, was the last one I actually bought.
The problem with the last game was that, like, it's not going to be the greatest game for WWE, but it's kind of going to be the foundation for what will be the greatest WWE game under 2K.
I'm sorry, I stand corrected. The one that CM Punk was on the cover of WWE 13, where it had Attitude Era mode. That was the last one I got, and I enjoyed it. But I haven't really been impressed with the controls recently.
They're different
in the
now.
Games. They're very different.
They changed them up now, though.
Oh, they did. How were the controls last year?
For last year's game, like, they did a thing in the beginning that was kind of like that had a mini game aspect to it. For now, they do the initial tie-ups and jockeying for positioning in the matches.
I'm sorry, but the best wrestling game of all time is No Mercy for the N64. That was the most fun I think anyone has ever had playing a game.
They're going to make better games eventually than No Mercy. It's just... 2K.
I mean, you can cram features in it, I think, but simple gameplay. That was No Mercy's specialty. Simple gameplay, easy to execute finishers, and a hell of a lot of fun, especially if you're the type of person who wants to unlock everything, just do survival. And just unlocked everything right there. In 30 minutes of an endless Royal Rumble, you just unlock everything.
Yeah,
it was great.
But here's the thing, though. If you get the season pass, it's got the accelerator.
And what is he?
Unlocks everything.
For the new games?
Yeah.
All right, I'll have to check out the new games. I haven't really played any of it, but...
And apparently this roster is going to be, like, of our new, like, different people. It's going to be double the size of the last game's roster.
And I'm guessing the last game's roster was, like, big
it,
as it is.
It was, like, 60 male wrestlers and, like, however many managers... Or 60 wrestlers, however many managers.
See, well, the thing with new games now is DLC. You could just... All they have to do is just create new wrestlers and just make them available for DLC. Yeah. So it can always be connected. That's why I love the technology of today's new games.
Yeah. Man. And everyone complains about DLC, but it's like, you know what?
That's what's today's age.
Everybody wants games rushed out. They don't want to wait for the games. You know, so they're just... Now they're going to just rush them out and then have the DLC happen. So deal with it. That's I'm using the Batista in 2014 motto. Deal with it.
So, but let's switch back first to SummerSlam, the biggest story of WWE right now. Well, no, I'm sorry, corrected. Let's get the huge elephant in the room out of the way.
Let's get the controversy out of the way. Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, 8 years ago, he went on a supposed racist tirade, and not supposed. He really did go on a racist tirade. If you read the transcript, it's pretty bad.
And before people get, like, knee-jerk reactionary about it, it's like, whoa, somebody said he got... Donald Sterling lost a billion-dollar sports franchise for less.
Yeah. So...
And you know what? Here's the thing. And he was the owner of a team.
Yeah. Well, for those of you who don't follow other sports, Donald Sterling was the former owner of the Los Angeles Clippers basketball team. And... He said that his girlfriend, I think, shouldn't take Instagram photos with black men, so, around so something like that, around those lines.
Yeah. It was with Magic Johnson. It's like, oh, you know, you can fuck them, but, you know, don't parade them around.
Exactly. So that lost him his team.
Yeah.
So fast forward now to Hulk Hogan, where 8 years ago he went on a much more racist tirade against African Americans that he didn't want his daughter Brooke to sleep with.
Yeah.
I'll let you Google it yourself to read exactly what he said, but it was very, very bad. Yeah. I'm not going to repeat the words that he said here, but...
And there are people who are like, and some of the arguments made against his being fired are ridiculous. Like, this was a private company. There was no pressure to have him fired yet. They fired him as soon as that leaked.
Well,
they did not. There was no one like, oh, protester. No, they're like, you know what? We're washing our hands of this guy. And you know what? They kind of had to.
WWE's public, by the way.
Yeah, they're a publicly traded company. They've got to fire him. They have to. For that, yes. Because that, they don't want to risk losing their contract with the military. That's a big contract.
They don't want to risk USA.
They want to risk USA. Don't want to risk a lot of the other foundations that they work with.
Make-A-Wish, all that stuff. And for... Normally, I am on the side of you should be allowed to say whatever you want without punishment. But when you're a publicly traded company and you are sponsored by a whole lot of people and you rely on a whole bunch of other organizations to generate your revenue... You really need to watch out for your public interest. And unfortunately, we live in an age where anybody with a Twitter account can probably take down a company too, because social media and the internet has given a lot of people a lot of voices to express outrage. And whether you like it or not, I personally don't like the outrage sensitive people that are out there today. But unfortunately, their voices are what's driving the world these days. And, you know, I understand why WWE did it. I just don't think that for something that Hogan said 8 years ago to be released now should get his entire legacy erased. Because that's what happened. You go to WWE.com now.
Here's what's going to happen. In a few years.
For the time being, his entire... record is erased.
You're erasing them until this stuff blows over, probably.
Until the heat calms down.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, they didn't want any distractions going into the second biggest pay-per-view of the year, too.
Yeah, they did not want distractions of, you know, more racist allegations, not because, well, WWE is... It's very common in WWE to be accused of racism. I mean, you can see how they booked African-American wrestlers in the past, and really, until very recently, with the primetime players and New Day, black wrestlers have not been given, you know, good spotlights in WWE. Yeah. And if they were pushed, they were eventually jobbed to Triple H.
Yeah.
Or another non-African-American wrestler.
You people don't win titles here, is what Triple H said to Booker T during a feud.
Yeah. So, it's not, you know, uncommon that WWE gets accused of racism. And, of course, you had Vince McMahon jokingly drop an N-bomb to John Cena when Cena was in his rapper gimmick.
Which they actually replied to criticism about that, where they're like...
Oh, they did?
They're like, well, you know, they're portraying themselves as fictional characters.
Hogan said it as Terry Bollea. Stop. In this day and age, if it doesn't matter. Context doesn't matter anymore in today's day, in today's age. If a bad word said, it doesn't matter, it's still said.
You know what?
I understand why WWE said that, but also, you know, people get fired and companies get in trouble with words that are taken out of context anyway.
Here's my problem with that mindset. Here's my problem with it. A lot of the people who will make fun of the people who are mock the people who are sensitive like that are only unsensitive until something that hits close to them is publicly mocked.
Which, you know, on our other show, Brainstorm Radio, we kind of like pride ourselves on the fact that we'll talk about any other subject and. Really, we'll express our truthful opinions, and the only time we apologize is if we truly feel bad for something that we've done or said. But
which is rare, because we're pieces of shit.
But. Exactly. So,
like, there's a lot of people, though, who are like, ah, social justice warriors, ah, no, they should just lighten up a bit. But the second you make a joke about the country or the cops, then suddenly they're offended.
Yeah, you can't have it both ways. You can't mock people for being offended and then get offended over something. It doesn't matter the topic. Every topic should be either okay or not okay.
So yeah, let's just admit that that our reactions to things people say only really are affected by our own political biases. No one will. And that, you know, that's why there's weird opinions about this Hulk Hogan thing. Like, for example, someone made a mention about that. Oh, Obama keeps his job after dropping the N-bomb in an interview. But Hulk Hogan, yeah, he's the president. And he was in the context.
Yeah, if you listen to what Mike is referring to is the Mark Maron WTF podcast. And he got the biggest get you'll ever get ever for a podcast, which is President Obama.
If you have a president of the United States, there's no bigger get that you can. Like, that's as big as you're going to get.
Especially a current president. Yeah. So. And President Obama talked about the N-word in context, and it was a wonderful conversation they were having about racism in America.
Yeah.
And President Obama was honest in the interview. That context, that should be fine, and he shouldn't be criticized for it.
He was criticized for it by a few people, but so someone made a point of that. Hulk Hogan retweeted it. I'm like, you fucking Florida meathead. You do not even get it. All right? There's a difference between using the word to make a point about a topic, a discussion about racism in America, which, let's face it, guys, it's still around.
Yeah.
It's still around. Let's stop it with the, oh, racism does. It exists.
It exists. And with the invention of social media and the rise of the far left, the far right, there's racism on both sides of the extreme. It's just in the context of it. Racism still exists.
Yeah. So stupid Hogan is trying to make it sound like a legitimate use of it in a context that it's describing racism. That's how he used it. He's trying to act like that's the same as using the word while saying that he's I'm racist to a point, brother. She's doing some fucking N. Wait, fucking ends. Like, he's trying to say that those are the same things. That's how he's, even at his old advanced age, he's still just as delusional as ever.
But getting back to the point of whether WWE should have erased his entire existence, look, when a Chris Benoit thing happened, I mean, saying something racist and murdering your family are two completely different things. Both bad in a sense, but one, it's words. People eventually get over words. You really don't get over.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan will eventually get put back on there.
Of course he will.
Like Chris Benoit, the worst part, like one, not the worst part about the whole situation, but one of the bad things that, like, the bad after effects of him doing that, because obviously the worst thing is him killing his family and himself. But the one of the bad ripple effects of that is that someone who had one of the best wrestlers to ever get in the ring will never be celebrated for it. It will never happen.
Yeah, you can't celebrate Chris Benoit's legacy. You can't celebrate his accolades in the ring.
You can't celebrate it.
Because that's taboo of talking about Benoit. And WWE even acknowledges it whenever you play a pay-per-view on the network featuring Chris Benoit.
Yeah, they're like, as if there's controversial content because Chris Benoit's in there. I mean, I give him props for not deleting the matches because there's some spectacular matches. You can't, you know, but...
Especially, I, in my opinion, the greatest moment in his career, which was WrestleMania 20.
Yeah.
Winning that triple threat.
On the same hand, though, like, the Benoit thing's a tragic case because his brain was messed up. Like, that's another difference between Benoit and Hogan. Stupid Hogan's doing this on his own accord.
And right now on Raw, they're showing highlight of the... They're teasing the Taker-Lesnar match at SummerSlam, but...
A freaking roided up Guido from Florida is racist. Oh boy, I'm shocked.
Surprise!
This is my
surprise!
Shocked face. Wow. Like, and that's the thing too. And there's been some fantastic memes to come out of this Hulk Hogan situation.
Oh my god,
the South Park one.
The good thing about the internet is the snarkiness from everybody.
Yeah.
There's a few meme sites that are posting epic, you know,
Hulk Hogan
matches, and the most famous Hogan moment I think was Andre the Giant at WrestleMania 3, and it's the part where Hogan was body slamming the Giant, and the meme says, "Remember when Andre tripped unexpectedly at WrestleMania 3?" And they just photoshopped Hogan out of the picture. It was very funny, and I'm loving these memes. And my other favorite one is a Hogan action figure standing in one corner and an action figure of every black wrestler, I think, that's ever wrestled in WWE, yep, just looking at Hogan. And the caption says, "Oh, I meant brothers." It's very funny.
Or there's one, they take a scene from South Park. This is the one where Randy, Stan's dad, said drop the N-bomb.
On Wheel of Fortune!
It's like one spot blank because it wasn't guessed yet. G-G-E-R-S. And then it shows, instead of Stan's dad, it shows a picture of a Hulk Hogan promo. And the thing, people who annoy you.
Oh, the memes that have come out of this are hilarious. And the way, I think what boils down to with us, Mike, I think on every scale, you have to laugh at things like this. Yeah, you can have an opinion you can have a thought in your head, but I think when it boils down to it, you just got to laugh at things.
Yeah. Whereas with this Hulk Hogan, this Hulk Hogan situation, there's another difference here. This wasn't a joke.
Oh, no. Hogan was being absolutely serious.
He was being an absolute pile of garbage.
Yeah, he was.
And, of course, Virgil's, like, coming to his defense. Because the
opinion of Virgil is what matters.
Yeah, well, no, the best picture from it is New Jack.
Virgil, who has the audacity to charge $75 for an autograph at conventions.
Yeah, New Jack took a picture with Brooke Hogan, and then goes, "Hulk Hogan, I'm that."
Oh, New Jack rules.
Oh, New Jack is that he does not give a fuck.
No, he doesn't. So, I think we got the Hogan stuff out of the way. What are your thoughts on SummerSlam? First off, Mike, are you going to any of the SummerSlam events? Because I think, if memory serves, WWE just released a event like SummerSlam access deals for SummerSlam.
Oh, fuck.
A buddy of mine just gave me a message on Facebook about it. Let me see if I can bring it up. But yeah, supposedly WWE is giving you a WrestleMania type access event for SummerSlam.
All right, now I gotta look this up. I'm gonna have to get a ticket.
So there will be a panel with Triple H and Stephanie. Well, they'll have a 90-minute Q&A session. There will be autograph sessions between various superstars, including Sting, which means Sting is going to be at SummerSlam in some capacity.
Well, yeah, I think we already know what the capacity is going to be. There's for those who don't know, Sting, the rumor is...
Again, rumor.
The rumor is... What's happening? The rumor is that there's going to be a 6-man tag match. Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, and Sting versus the Wyatt family, which one of the members is gonna be a new member to the family, which the rumor is gonna be Adam Rose, but possibly back in his Leo Kruger gimmick.
Yeah, and let's be honest, the Adam Rose character, it was fun at first, but it's really gone to...
They had so much potential with that. Yeah,
they had potential. Okay, so here we go. WWE and Barclays Center have announced the addition of several fan events to take place at Barclays Center as part of the Ultimate SummerSlam experience in Brooklyn. I miss Crime Time. Tickets will be available this Saturday, August 1st at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time through Ticketmaster. So here we go. Here's the list of events. On Friday, the 21st, and Saturday, August 22nd, WWE will host the WWE Superstar Meet and Greets at 4040 Club and Restaurant at Barclays Center. These exclusive sessions will give fans the opportunity to blah, 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 get autographs and photos with their choice of world champion Seth Rollins, Randy Orton, Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, Bray Wyatt, Divas Champion Charlotte, Paige and Becky Lynch, WWE, I love how they put this here, WWE Legend Sting, and WWE Hall of Famer Shawn Michaels. So, right away, I'm interested. On Saturday, August 22nd, at a SummerSlam panel, there will be... the topic of the panel will be NXT, where WWE Executive Vice President of Talent, Live Events, and Creative, Paul Triple H Levesque, Seth Rollins, WWE Champion... NXT Champion Finn Balor... Baller. NXT Women's Champion Sasha Banks. Sorry, is it Balor?
Balor.
Okay, Balor. Sorry.
Just Valor with a B instead of a V.
And WWE Superstar Kevin Owens.
Yeah, fight Owens, fight.
WWE
fight, Owens, fight.
Commentator
fight,
Corey
Owens,
Graves.
Fight.
Host Byron Saxton will discuss the evolution of one of the hottest entertainment brands. So it's going to be a very good NXT panel.
By the way, I'm going to be going to NXT TakeOver.
So am I. I got tickets for it.
Yeah?
Yeah, my buddy Andrew and I are going, and one Mr. Johnny Malenga of Pro Wrestling Magic, we're going to be going to this, too. I'm surprised he wants to hang out with me, of all people.
Yeah, right? P. Titty, who used to be, got my ticket.
Way to reference a real college show that no one knows of, but yeah, our old buddy Pat.
Old buddy Pat, yeah.
Is going there as well. It's going to be amazing. And then SummerSlam panel will feature a 90-minute discussion and Q&A with fans in attendance. So
yeah,
you want to ask Triple H, Stephanie, and a bunch of superstars honest questions?
When is Cesaro going to be world champion? That's what I would want to ask.
Well, I want to go to the panel... And I'm going to go to a lot of these SummerSlam events. Unfortunately, I cannot afford the tickets I'm seeing on eBay right now for SummerSlam.
No, yeah.
Because that will take up an entire paycheck.
But you get to go to NXT, which is going to have a higher percentage of quality matches.
I believe so. By the way, SummerSlam looking to be very good, and they announced 4 hours for the first time ever at SummerSlam.
Yeah, bitch.
I'm very excited.
I'm guessing it's starting at 7?
I believe so, or because they want to go from 8 to midnight.
No way. 7.
And I think in New York, the laws are you can't go past 11 anyway.
Millions of dollars.
Or else you're going to have to pay like overtime.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Well, that's the thing, too. Like with another thing I want to point out, since we're talking about black wrestlers, how entertaining is Titus O'Neil?
His, I'm telling you, we discussed black wrestlers in WWE, and you know what? I give props where props are due. The way they're handling the rivalry between the primetime players and the New Day is amazing. And Titus O'Neil, he's getting over at the fans, I think.
Yep. New Day sucks.
I am a closet New Day fan. I love
they're running like fucking Xavier Woods. He's getting to Paul Heyman level when it comes to finding where that ring mic is.
And trolling the crowd, getting everyone to hate them. And I love how when they get angry and they start to lose their positivity attitude.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, we can't get angry, And they are Bo Dallas level trolling,
yeah,
as far as the crowd goes. And yeah, you know, I love the New Day. I love the rivalry with the primetime players. And just congratulations to the tag team division. They look like they're finally starting to get some movement here. And props where props are due. Stephanie McMahon bringing in the NXT Divas for the Divas Revolution.
Yeah.
I am bravo for WWE finally pulling the trigger on these Divas. They absolutely deserve it.
Can we get rid of some of these freaking former swimsuit models who suck in ring now? Can we cut some people?
You know, I saw a lot of talk about Eve Marie coming back, and she was not at all impressive in the ring. I want everyone who was out from injury to have an opportunity, but if you don't got it, you don't got it.
Just make her a manager. That's all. She sucks on mic, though, too.
I've never liked the term divas. No. I never liked them. I don't like the Divas title either.
It looks like a tramp stamp.
I don't like the Divas title either. I never liked the term divas because, to me, it doesn't matter man or woman, you're a wrestler.
Yeah.
You're a women's wrestler, and you're not a diva.
And TNA Knockouts is stupid, too.
I don't mind if you're... Sorry, my phone. I don't mind if you have a women's wrestler. And I really don't mind divas. If you just want to have swimsuit models, call them divas, then.
Yeah.
Or have them be the managers. And have the ladies who can wrestle, call them wrestlers. I want them to bring back the women's title, too.
Yeah.
But that's just me. Women's title looks so much better.
Yeah, yeah, no more tramp stamp belt.
No more bad divas tattoo. Tramp stamp looking tattoo. But anyways, I think we are overdue for a break here. So when we come back, we have plenty more to discuss. We got to recap our long overdue review of our pals at Pro Wrestling Magic. We went to their most recent live event, and we'll have our thoughts on that later. But first, some words from our sponsors. We'll be right back right after this. Are you a musician? Are you a singer-songwriter? Are you someone that needs help audio editing? Look no further than Brainstew Media. Based out of northern New Jersey, Brainstew Media is your one-stop shop for all of your audio needs. Whether you're looking to record your first demo, your next album, or your next concert, Brainstew Media provides the best service and prices you will find. Check out our rates, studio, and portfolio by going to brainstewmedia.com today.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I just keep thinking to myself, and it makes me giggle, that every time I hear the story, I imagine it was Ray Romano in the same situation.
Oh, man.
Kind of does.
I barely touched her. Come on. Oh, it was my brother. Look at him. He's bigger than me. Come on. Come on. Everybody loves me. I got twins. Come on. Oh, let's go Home Depot. Come on.
Fess up, Raymond. You know it was you. They got you on video.
Anybody want soup?
Ma, come on. We're talking over here. Oh, man. I'm dying.
So if you learn anything from Hippo Juice, remember Ray Romano allegedly punched his wife in an elevator.
Right.
We don't report the news accurately. We report half of it. Whatever. It's still news. So fuck you guys. This is more entertaining than some football player.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
The best radio on the internet is only one click away at morelikeradio.com. More Like Radio has the best live internet radio you can ask for. Interactive chat room, social media interaction, free podcast downloads, and above all else, quality programming to keep you entertained all day. Check out morelikeradio.com and subscribe on iTunes.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show.
And Dan, also from the Cousin Joe Show.
And we are here to talk about No Station Required, which is what?
It is our documentary about internet radio and podcasting.
Correct, Dan.
I know, because you told me to say that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we're talking to you because we need your help.
We need your help.
If you could go to tinyurl.com/nostationrequired.
Go there.
You could help us on Indiegogo to fund the film.
Fund this film.
It is almost guaranteed. No, it's guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Whatever show you're listening to right now will be featured in this documentary.
That's true.
Along with others of your favorite shows right on this very station, More Like Radio.
Word.
So go there, tinyurl.com/nostationrequired. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, listen to our show Thursday nights, 7 to 10.
Yeah, listen to our show, damn it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Do you like pro wrestling that is real, in your face, and not congested with cheesy promos or two-minute matches? Check out Pro Wrestling Magic. Independent wrestling has never looked better than Pro Wrestling Magic. Don't rely on superstars for your need of wrestling. Check out real pro wrestling from Pro Wrestling Magic. Check out their upcoming shows, schedules, roster, and announcements by going to their website, WrestlingIsMagic.com.
Now deep beat, cause the V is so deep. An interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Deep beat, bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and Ski Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say Deep Beat. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's Deep V. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? Deep V Podcast.
Deep V.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in Deep V.
Deep V, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined
Sean, did you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. Mitch, I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
And we are back live, Brain Stew Wrestling. 908-854-4228.
Yeah.
During a commercial break, we saw just a fine example of why I love the New Day so much. They came out, and I think it was the Luchadors facing... who were they just wrestling on Raw?
Lucha Dragons and Los Matadores.
There you go. And primetime players were on commentary. A New Day came out, Little thing that was going on with Titus O'Neil was he was voted as like sports mega dad of the year or whatever. And Xavier Woods had a sign over Kofi Kingston with the and the caption
mega
said
dad of the year.
Real mega dad of the year.
Real.
And they were doing the New Day rocks. I love the New Day. Just love them.
New.
Okay. Also, I want to talk a little smack about this first of everything theme for Monday Night Raw tonight. Triple H comes out and says that tonight will be many firsts on Monday Night Raw, and then advertises the first match, Dean Ambrose versus The Big Show, which is what happened plenty of times. And I really don't like what they're doing with Dean Ambrose, although he does look more lunatic-y with his shirt off, so... Or the torn shirt, because that's what he came out to the ring with. So he looks a little more crazy like that. So if they want to push his lunatic character. And for God's sakes, Michael Cole at JBL, stop calling him the Lunatic Fringe. We get it. You think he's crazy.
That's his. They give everyone the little stupid nicknames. It's their thing. Roman Reigns is the juggernaut of the Shield. Rollins is the architect.
Ugh. So, the rumored SummerSlam match, what did you say, Mike, was...
Sting, Reigns, and Ambrose versus the Wyatt family, which supposedly they're going to add Adam Rose as a member, but they're rebranding him as Leo Kruger.
Well, right now on Monday Night Raw,
ta-ta.
But speak of the devil, Bray Wyatt is coming to the ring, I believe, for a promo. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Oh, so basically what he usually does on Raw.
Yeah, instead of a match with his... Coleman Lantern over there.
And he's now, that's the prodigal son returns because Luke Harper is back on the Wyatt family.
I always said that Bray Wyatt, if The Undertaker and Jake Roberts were to ever possibly conceive a love child, it would be Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
I agree. He's the best of both of those worlds.
By the way, Harper is underrated on mic. He's very creepy on the microphone.
And he's very underrated in the ring, too. Yeah. Not a lot of people give him credit. For a big guy, he's astounding. Like, look at his Brody Lee matches when he was known as Brody Lee.
Yeah, no, I've brought those up before.
Yeah, well, I'm just reiterating.
Him and Cesaro had some very, very good matches on Superstars and Main Event the last couple weeks.
So, speaking of Cesaro... You have a lot to talk about as far as Cesaro goes.
Yeah, it seems like they're finally pushing him again. And they're letting it happen organically this time. Who'd have thought that was going to work out? Making him a face is going to work out. Who'd have thought that the fans were going to connect with him, Vince, you ass? He is, like, seriously, he's one of the most over people in WWE right now as a face. I don't think you can deny it. One of the bigger pops in any given night...
Our Cesaro. And as much as we love Cesaro and Tyson Kidd as a tag team, and we feel very bad for Tyson Kidd, him getting injured was probably one of the best things that happened to Cesaro.
Yeah.
Because he's going into a big feud with Kevin Owens right now, and we're going to step aside for a second because Bray Wyatt is giving a cryptic promo in the rain. Let's see what he has to say.
That the world they live in is this wonderful paradise. And that just as so long as you stay together, everything is going to be all right. Well, I'm ashamed to be the one to tell you this, children. But your mommies and your daddies, they have been force-feeding you lies your entire life.
Bray Wyatt is the you of wrestling when it comes to saying.
Yeah.
Your mommies
no Santa
and your daddies do not love you. Because if your mommies and your daddies loved you, then they would tell you the truth. But the truth, it can be such a hard pill to swallow. The truth, it can be shocking. It can be terrifying. And the worst part is, all you have to do to find it is look out your front door. Because it's in your schools. It's in your government. It's in your places of worship. The ones that are set to protect you are the ones that you should fear the most.
Bray Wyatt channeling his inner Jesse Ventura right now.
Yeah.
And just as soon...
Thermite paint!
The sooner you're able to realize that, the sooner
Building 7 was a controlled demolition.
the sooner you can be set free.
Sandy Hook was a psyop.
But as
a missile hit the Pentagon,
you understand that freedom comes at a very, very hefty price. You know, a long time ago,
man. In a galaxy far, far away, in 2008.
He was a charming animal to look at, but I loved him just the
same. We elected a Kenyan Illuminati reptilian lizard man.
He was loyal. But I could see it coming in his eyes, man. The curiosity, it was getting the best of my precious pet.
Precious.
He wanted to know what was through the woods and over the train tracks. So one day, I walked my pet outside, and I removed his chains. I set him free. But it wasn't long before he came right back running to me, just as I knew he would. But there was something
different about my pet now. And they called it Homeward
Bound. He had a scar from his eye to his nose, and I knew right then and there that he was changed. He never ran away again, and he never left my side. But like I said, he was different. Because that day, he learned some lessons. He learned that the world has teeth, and they are much sharper than his. And he learned the most valuable lesson that I could ever teach. You gotta get them before they get you. Luke Harper was a damaged man. And I did what I had to do. I picked him up out of the dirt, and I fixed him just like you would fix a broken toy. Because I
made the fans love Roman Reigns again.
Him free too, so that he may learn his own truth. Don't be afraid.
I think making fans like Roman Reigns again might be the biggest heel thing Bray Wyatt's done. Oh, all right, shut up.
Okay, Luke Harper has a mic.
There was a time in life where I didn't understand why a man like me existed, what my purpose in life was, or why I was here. But my family found me. He showed me the truth. And the truth is, this is all of your fault. Each and every one of you have made me what I am. You shunned me. You created me, but he, Bray Wyatt, saved me.
We get it.
He opened my eyes. He made me stronger than ever. And he showed me my path in life. And now I know, when you pray for the rain, you best be prepared for the mud.
Oh, snap.
Pray for the
Bray
Roman
Wyatt,
rain, am I right?
My life for you.
Cue romantic acoustic guitar.
It always comes back to family. Luke Harper would go through hell and back for me. Hell, he already has. But Roman Reigns.
Yeah, it's called his singles push.
I tried to warn him that this was only the beginning, and as you all know, I am not a liar. Now, Roman Reigns claims that Dean Ambrose is his brother and that he cares for Dean Ambrose, but I say nuh-uh. Because if he truly cared for Dean Ambrose, he would tell Dean Ambrose that he is in danger and that Dean Ambrose should stay out of our business, turn his back, walk away, and never look back again.
Yeah, but
Roman Reigns,
have you met Dean Ambrose?
Is your burden.
He's a lunatic fringe, just so you know. He's a little bit crazy.
I, Bray Wyatt, will seal your fate, Roman Reigns.
Boy.
We're here.
Matt.
Very cryptic promo from Bray Wyatt. I'm telling
you. The buzzards.
I follow the buzzards. I will follow Bray Wyatt where he goes. I am over on Bray Wyatt.
What is it with Mike Rotunda's kids and having yellowish teeth? Jesus Christ. Fucking Bo Dallas has English person teeth. So back to the Cesaro thing.
Yes, let's get back to...
You know, it's funny because I'm going to shout this person out because she shouted me out on her show, Nerd Mantra of the Ring Geeks podcast.
By the way, when NXT comes around, I reached out to on Twitter.
Yeah.
To the lovely ladies of the Ring Geeks podcast, and hopefully we could do a little bit of cross promotion.
Oh, yeah, that's
there.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Looking forward to the possibility of that.
So now, what her and I are both huge Cesaro marks. That's kind of how we like started talking to each other on Twitter, is mutual bitching about the burials of Cesaro. Like, that's so. She summed it up perfectly. Being a Cesaro fan for most of the years so far,
it's been pretty painful, let's be honest.
It's like
painful
it's like,
to watch.
It's like being in an abusive relationship. Like, you think, hey, maybe booking has changed and it's going to be better, and then suddenly he's yodeling. Like, you know, or like suddenly he's losing to every person under the sun.
Although I will say, even though he lost the matches, his matches with John Cena on Raw past month or two have been astounding.
Not only that, but like he's been connecting with the crowd big time. Like the crowd is really into Cesaro right now.
He's doing his big swing move.
It's not just a swing,
the cane of swing. His strength, his ability, his ring technique. He's been amazing.
And
lately.
he's getting better on the microphone.
Absolutely,
how he carries himself in the matches too. Like, the little things he does, he's starting to do those really well. And apparently, because he was interviewed, and he was asked about what Vince said in the Austin podcast about him. And here's what he said. He was like, I was listening when I was driving. He's like, I white-knuckled the steering wheel. So he wasn't too enthused. But the next day, he went to Vince and was like, challenge accepted.
There you go. Vince said, grab the brass rings. Cesaro's going to grab them.
As everyone says, he's been grabbing so many brass rings at this point.
He has to. He's scratching and clawing his way. And now, SmackDown, he is in a rivalry now with
Kevin Owens, and only
Kevin Owens. And
let's face it.
You want to recap that segment?
Yeah, I'll point out, too. He's becoming... he's going to be the next Daniel Bryan, the guy that the fans make them... make them push.
Rebook their shows for.
Yeah, exactly. And it's going to happen. The fans, like, the thing is, he was getting a lot of the smart marks when he was getting his, you know, like, when he was over, like, in early 2014. Now the marks are all for him.
I don't see why not.
Yeah, now it's great. Now the marks are all excited for him. It's fantastic.
Even the non-marks are very excited for Cesaro.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's the smarks. The marks are the casual fan. Like, they're even starting to... Like, I see the little Cena kids doing the
Swiss punching thing.
Which I would probably do better if my shoulders weren't sore from working out. But,
I gotta thank you and DDP Yoga. Shout out to DDP Yoga because, between that, weight training and proper diet... Officially down 98 pounds now.
Yeah, bitch.
So DDP Yoga, weight training, proper diet, it has been fantastic.
Yeah, now I'm getting myself back to where I'm reversing the course because I was gaining some.
Yeah, because you got to stick with it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, too, like I had a move recently, too, and I had a bunch of shit the last year, so I feel better. So I'm, you know, back to it. And I'm doing weight training.
You look
now.
Better, too.
Yeah. I'm weight training now, so.
So. I want to spend the last couple of minutes here talking about our buddies at Pro Wrestling Magic.
Yes.
And, I must be honest, not only was this my first indie event in a very long time, but this was my first wrestling event in general
in
a very long time, too. I haven't gone to a lot of wrestling events, but...
I think the last one I went to was Extreme Rules a couple of years ago, like in 2014.
I think the last major event I went to prior to this was WrestleMania. Yeah. And I went to a couple TNA tapings, but that's about it.
Next one I go to is going to be the NXT TakeOver special.
And I'm going to that, too. I cannot wait for it. But at the very end,
what
we were crowning our they were crowning their very first tag team champions. Glitz and Glamour.
Yeah.
They pulled a Montreal-style screw job to Steve off and his partner. And the Malanga family walked out with the tag team titles.
Deservingly.
Yeah, I don't think so, deservingly.
Deservingly.
No, I don't believe so. It was a screw job. We all know it. And I'm waiting for someone on the roster to finally say, hey, well, Malanga, you're done.
Not going to happen.
I'm going to say it to him when we go to NXT TakeOver.
If I let you. You do not
know.
No,
one pulls a screw job, comes in my studio, makes one in my studio, and then pulls a screw job like that against Steve off. Nobody.
Listen, Hammy. All right, don't make me Seth Rollins you.
But overall, besides the screw job, I got to say, Pro Wrestling Magic, they put on a hell of a show. The matches were very entertaining. I loved it, and we saw some great wrestling. So look forward to more action from Pro Wrestling Magic.
Well, it's cool. I forget the name because it's been weeks or it's been a month since we went.
It's been way over.
Yeah, it's been way over a month since we went. One of the female wrestlers is actually from my town.
Yeah, Jefferson. Yeah. I forget her name, but their next event is Ascendio, Friday, September 18th at the Bogota VFW, 241 West Shore Avenue. In Bogota, New Jersey, doors open at 7:15. The bell is 7:45. So go to wrestlingismagic.com for your tickets and check out Pro Wrestling Magic. They're great people. That they put on a great show with with some great crew members. So give it up to Pro Wrestling Magic.
And Becky Lynch Wrestling,
And we are, I think, going to end the show here. Yeah. With some Divas coverage now, and what are your final thoughts? Let's get our final word in here. Your thoughts on the new, seemingly revamped Divas division?
Much better. I'm just although the Team Bella is still annoying. I hope they lose every match they're in.
I hope they lose every match too. But you know what? That's the part of the heel. The part of the heel is to make you wish that they lose.
They've got a better heel team. Team Bad.
Yeah, well, they got a better, as in more talented in the ring.
Yeah. And better at the heel role, let's face it.
I give both the Bellas credit for at least trying to keep up with the NXT Divas, but you really can't.
It's like watching Ava Marie wrestle. Sometimes you should know that you can't do it.
Yeah.
And they're pretty much making Nikki Bella out to be the female Cena.
Well,
Why not? By the way, best wrestling meme. Someone goes, Kevin Owens talking to Cena, I have a family and kids, and then it shows Nikki Bella reacting like, what the fuck? Because John Cena refuses.
Oh, by the way, real quick, thank you for mentioning Cena, because let's see how much time we have. We have less than a minute before we have to get out of here.
Speed round.
Go see Trainwreck. I would not bring your kids if I were you to see Trainwreck, but...
No, fuck it, bring them.
Bravo to Amy Schumer. Trainwreck was hysterical, and John Cena in the movie was one of the best things about the movie. In a movie full of comedians that we both genuinely love, my God, John Cena held his own, and he was fantastic.
That's going to lead to him leaving WWE full time.
Well, apparently he came out and said that he's never leaving. So
yeah, he says that, but Hollywood's going to come calling.
Maybe, but...
And he's getting up there in age, so he's going to eventually have to slow it down a bit.
But on that note, go see Trainwreck. Hilarious movie. John Cena was fantastic in it, and he was one of the best parts of the movie, my opinion. For Mike at Hipster Punchy on Twitter, I am Hammy at BrainStewHammy on Twitter. Stick around, because coming up, we will eventually announce what the plan is for BrainStew Radio. We're going to have a weekly show once a week, possibly more episodes a week. We're going to pick a day. We're going to talk with Joe about it. So stick around. Follow at BrainStew Radio on Twitter. And on that note, we are out of here. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good night.